BBC News. The Director General of the World Health Organization has said the steps taken by China to fight a new coronavirus had given the rest of the world a chance to stop the disease becoming a bigger global crisis. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called on all countries to prepare, but criticized developed nations for not sharing data. The First Lady of Lesotho has been charged with murdering the Prime Minister's previous wife. Maisaya Thabane turned herself into police on Tuesday and is expected to appear in court on Wednesday. Her husband, Prime Minister Thomas Thabane, has also been questioned. Malawi's governing Democratic Progressive Party has urged its supporters to maintain the peace after a court annulled the re-election of its leader, Peter Mutharika, as president. The verdict of the Constitutional Court has been welcomed by opposition parties. New temperature data published for January has revealed that last month was 0.03 degrees Celsius warmer than average. Figures unveiled by the EU's Climate Change Service show that temperatures across much of northeastern Europe were an unprecedented 6 degrees above average. The Chinese technology firm Huawei has said it will set up manufacturing bases in Europe to make components for the 5G networks it will build there. The French sports minister has welcomed the decision by prosecutors to open an investigation into allegations that a French figure skating coach sexually abused a champion skater when she was a child. Sarah Abbott-Ball has said she was 15 years old when she was first raped by Gilbert, who's admitted inappropriate relations with her. Officials from the Anglo-Australian mining company BHP say the world's largest copper mine in Chile's Atacama Desert will no longer draw water from underground aquifers. It's to reduce pressure on the vast salt flats.